land would be saved. So it's futile to think that we can go off and fight the battles and war for Reformation without concentrating our family first. That must come first. Point number three, we must ask God to embolden our hearts to hate the alluring vices of the world and the flesh and to love His Word and ways solely instead. We must not be double-minded. We must not be as Lot, who on one hand was vexed in the city daily by what he saw, but yet could not walk away when the time came. He lingered still, and he still wanted to be out there in the outskirts of Sodom. We must ask God to give us emboldened hearts to flee the lust of the flesh, to eschew evil, to abhor that which is evil, and to cleave to that which is good. Fourthly, and this is really important, and this is, I didn't talk about this, but I see it as a point of application.